right now on VFN TV, the 45th president of the United States, President Donald Trump, goes to the 45th year of the March for Life. As Vice President Pence says, life is winning again in America, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Who would ever thought 45 years ago when they began the March for Life, which is life counts when it's begun,
yes,
in the womb,
yes,
that that God had in mind the 45th president of the United States who would stand up publicly and come out to where they're marching.
Amazing.
You remember how it was historically? It was terrible things that go in the past.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's truly, we asked, I mean, you, if you've been with us for any time at all, you know that we're always asking God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. The reason why is because, are we going to even have a great awakening or revival if we keep killing innocent life?
Yeah.
We just can't do that.
Well, that blood is crying out.
Yes, it is. If Abel's blood is still crying out today, how many, 50 million?
50 plus million
children are crying out. And so we have to just stop it. And it's begin, the will of it, the Hyde, not the Hyde Amendment, but the one particular one where they're fund, the Mexico City law that was canceled right away as soon as the president got in.
But that funded international abortions.
Abortions, right.
Yes.
We were paying for abortions.
Who knew?
Who knew? And so they actually were no longer paying for, as soon as he got in, he stopped that. And now you're seeing the process and the wheels begin to go by putting in Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, who is,
yes,
you know, a pro-lifer in regards to, he actually believes that you should live and so should your child.
Mm.
And so things are beginning to change. More judges have been put in place than any other president at this particular time frame. Conservative constitutional judges who are going to, you know, the same values that we had coming up. These are exciting days. But
very
when
exciting.
He comes out of the White House and comes down there on the mall to be with, this is a big deal.
He is the very first president ever to do so. And again, what we've seen with Donald Trump is historic things that are happening in his first year in administration.
Yes.
And this can't be any larger. I mean, to stand for life and to say that life, you know, is from God is a wonderful thing, and it's an accurate thing. And we're going to go right to the president's speech as he addresses the March for Life participants.
Thank you very much. That's so nice. Sit, please. We have tens of thousands of people watching us right down the road. Tens of thousands. So I congratulate you. And at least we picked a beautiful day. You can't get a more beautiful day. I want to thank our Vice President, Mike Pence, for that wonderful introduction. I also want to thank you and Karen for being true champions for life. Thank you. And thank Karen. Today, I'm honored and really proud to be the first president to stand with you here at the White House to address the 45th March for Life. That's very, very special. 45th March for Life. And this is a truly remarkable group. Today, tens of thousands of families, students, and patriots, and really just great citizens gather here in our nation's capital. You come from many backgrounds, many places, but you all come for one beautiful cause, to build a society where life is celebrated, protected, and cherished. The March for Life is a movement born out of love. You love your families, you love your neighbors, you love our nation, and you love every child, born and unborn, because you believe that every life is sacred, that every child is a precious gift from God. We know that life is the greatest miracle of all. We see it in the eyes of every new mother who cradles that wonderful, innocent, and glorious newborn child in her loving arms. I want to thank every person here today and all across our country who works with such big hearts and tireless devotion to make sure that parents have the care and support they need to choose life. Because of you, tens of thousands of Americans have been born and reached their full God-given potential. Because of you. You're living witnesses of this year's March for Life theme, and that theme is love saves lives. As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life. Tomorrow will mark exactly 1 year since I took the oath of office. And I will say our country is doing really well. Our economy is perhaps the best it's ever been. You look at the job numbers. You look at the companies pouring back into our country. You look at the stock market at an all-time high. Unemployment, 17-year low. Unemployment for African-American workers at the lowest mark in the history of our country. Unemployment for Hispanic at a record low in history. Unemployment for women, think of this, at an 18-year low.
18-year low. Understand, God is rewarding, God is rewarding these decisions to stand up for life. It's not like, oh, and we're standing up for life, and we're standing up for God, and we're standing up for the Constitution. God's rewarding us as a nation when we put Him first. I remember when his inaugural address, he said, we'll be protected, and that by God. And then he brought these ministers up who just prayed and asked God's blessing over this land again and again. And a lot of people don't know. A lot of people aren't reading their Bible, John. But when you read about history, that there's one false God that God hated the most, and that was the God of Moloch. And Moloch was a God that they would actually, they had a bull, it was shaped like a bull, and inside the belly of the bull, basically, there was room and space in there. You know what they did? They would take their children, their babies, and they would put them in that bull, and they would heat the bull up to basically, they would kill the child, but they would hear the cry of that baby coming out of the bull's mouth. That's actually, if you read, that's what the Bible's talking about. And God hated the fact that they're killing their children for personal gain. Like, we'll have a better crop, or we'll do better this. And it says, we don't do that anymore. But how many people, John, chooses to take their child's life because they want a boat, or they want to be self-focused and not focused on someone else because it's going to take, you know, more money? One particular man said, you know, why have a child if in 15, 16 years, or whatever it said, the child's going to come back and say, I hate you. And the reality is, you know, human beings have their ebb and flow, but if you're consistent and you're loving your child over a period of time, they may go through phases, but understand, they'll know that you love them.
That's right.
And we're seeing a major shift taking place in America because we stood up for life. There's not going to be a great awakening if we don't turn back from killing children. If the blood of Abel, which is the first man killed on the face of the earth, is still crying out today, 50 plus, 60 plus million children that have been aborted since 1973, that blood's crying out. So we can repent. We can have a president and in Congress, and we can have, you know, Supreme Court justices that say, we got to stop this, and God will reward it. John, what's the next?
Wow. Well, listen, when we get back from this break, we're going to bring the continuance of President Trump's speech, and you're not going to want to miss him. He said some really historic things, and you're going to be encouraged.
We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I want to so remind you how much of an epicenter this is in the kingdom of God and the heart of God. You know, God is the creator of life. Understand that He knits us together in our mother's womb, and that He knows us before the foundations of the earth. He's the one that breathes life into us, sustains us, and holds all things together. When someone takes life, whether it's murder in the womb or murder out of the womb, or God always has wanted to remedy that and bring justice to the situation. Well, this is so significant. The 45th president of the United States, President Donald Trump, speaking at the 45th March for Life in Washington, D.C., truly is like Vice President Pence said, life is winning again in America. So let's continue. Let's join the president, President Donald Trump, in the Washington Mall at the 45th annual March for Life as he's speaking some awesome things that are taking place. Check it out.
We're really proud of what we're doing. And during my first week in office, I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives' pain-capable bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. On the National Day of Prayer, I signed an executive order to protect religious liberty. Very proud of that. Today, I'm announcing that we have just issued a new proposal to protect conscience rights and religious freedoms of doctors, nurses, and other medical professionals. So important. I have also just reversed the previous administration's policy that restricted states' efforts to direct Medicaid funding away from abortion facilities that violate the law. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. But this movement can only succeed with the heart and the soul and the prayer of the people. Here with us today is Mary Anna Donadio from Greensboro, North Carolina. Where is Mary Anna? Hello. Come on up here, Mary Anna. Come. Nice to see you, Mary. Mary Anna was 17 when she found out she was pregnant. At first, she felt like she had no place to turn. But when she told her parents, they responded with total love, total affection, total support. Great parents? Great? I thought you were going to say that. I had to be careful. Mary Anna bravely chose life and soon gave birth to her son. She named him Benedict, which means blessing. Mary Anna was so grateful for her parents' love and support that she felt called to serve those who were not as fortunate as her. She joined with others in her community to start a maternity home to care for homeless women who were pregnant. It's great. They named it Room at the Inn. Today, Mary Anna and her husband, Don, are the parents of six beautiful children, and her eldest son, Benedict, and her daughter, Maria, join us here today. Where are they? Come on over. That's great. Over the last 15 years, Room at the Inn has provided housing, childcare, counseling, education, and job training to more than 400 women. Even more importantly, it has given them hope. It has shown each woman that she is not forgotten, that she is not alone, and she really now has a whole family of people who will help her succeed. That hope is the true gift of this incredible movement that brings us together today. It is the gift of friendship, the gift of mentorship, and the gift of encouragement, love, and support. Those are beautiful words, and those are beautiful gifts. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march. That is why we pray, and that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God. Thank you to the March for Life, special, special people, and we are with you all the way. May God bless you, and may God bless America. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
May God bless America. I was saying in the mall, I'm actually, it's the Rose Garden right there by his office.
Yes.
And he's bringing the issue that close to the executive branch. You know, this is one of the things the Lord said, you know, prophetically. We had it on our program, you may have caught it, that you know, signs, wonders, and miracles, prophets are going to be speaking truth in the White House. You're going to see, why is when you see somebody stand up for righteousness, then God responds to
yes.
that. And so that's watch what happens, you know, cause and effect. Because a lot of people think that, you know, if you just do what's right, God's not going to see it, God's not going to reward it. But look at this. This particular president, who I don't think prior to his beginning of this journey, I mean, he's drawn closer to what's right in the area of, you know, pro-life and conservative. And
sure.
He wants to be the most, he says he wants to be the most praying president in the history of America.
Yeah.
You know, what a thing to be said, which means talking to God.
Absolutely.
Wow.
That's amazing. Wow. Listen, we get right back from this break. We're going to be sharing with you a success secret that actually came in a dream. It's a word of wisdom, and you're going to want to apply it to your life.
We'll be right back. Hi, my name is John Maxwell, and the word today comes from Wendy Duncan. She lives in Redmond, Oregon, and Wendy's a life coach, and she wants me to talk about the word coach.
My mentor and friend John Wooden said that a coach is somebody who can come alongside of you and can correct you without criticizing you in a way that is negative in your life. And I think that coach is a word that means come alongside. Come alongside and share together, teach, listen, lead. And coaching really involves the ability to understand the player, the person that is your client, the one who you're working with. It's the ability to live where they live, think how they think, get their perspective, and then the coach puts another perspective on top of that, and that's the overall perspective. Coaches add value to others because they see what the person is going through, but they see more than the person is going through. They see things that the person's going to go through, and coaching is kind of foreseeing, paving the way, coming alongside, and adding value to that client.
If you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you. Mm-hmm. Because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life, and you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today, and it's amazing how your life you'll just have peace in your life. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how he says do things. It's not as complicated as religion has made it out to be. Mm-hmm. And children are abiding with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know as adults, we should be able to do that.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. John, talk to us, man. What was the Lord saying to you? We got a success secret.
Success secret.
VFN KB, we're always talking about how to make you successful. God's called you not to be a failure, but to be successful.
That's right.
In everything that he's called you to do. John, talk to me.
Listen, God is so much into your success that he'll even give you a dream and give you some wisdom in the middle of your dreams.
He speaks to you in the dreams.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had this dream that I was at a graduation commencement, and while I was there, there were some football players there. You know how dreams are, you know, and they're actually...
Were you the quarterback again?
I wasn't the quarterback, okay, no. Right. But I was watching... And these players were on their back doing some stretches, and then they broke out into this chant, you know, this celebratory chant. And then one of the players took out his hands, stretched out his hands all the way across, and he said, I've got some good things and have some bad things. He says, let the main thing be the main thing. And then instantly this player turned into T.D. Jakes.
So now T.D. Jakes is laying on his back.
And I'm, you know, now I'm up close in the dream and I'm listening intently. And then T.D. Jakes says, I want you to lift up or think about the four most important things in your life. And then he says, I want you to think of the top two. And he stretched out his hands and he says, I want you to keep them. And then they became like babies in the dream.
So a baby in each hand.
Right, a baby in each hand. Think of the top two. And then he says, then he got some other things to prop the other two, which were the four. And then at the end, he says, listen, do these two well and trust God with the rest.
Because it's a dream.
This is a dream.
It's God speaking to you.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. And the success secret is know what matters most in your life and devote your time and your effort to those things. And we talk about this often. Mm-hmm. Is that you need to be in touch with your values. You need to be in touch with the things that matter most in your life. It's a very frustrating.
Yeah, most people think about whatever is urgent.
Correct.
Is what matters most. Well, but the truth is somebody else's lack of planning.
Correct.
On their behalf doesn't negate a emergency on your behalf, right?
That's why I always say don't let what matters least compromise you, get in the way of what matters the most.
And you can only do that if you do what the Lord's telling you. You've got to know what matters most.
Your values, the things that you want to invest your life in, the things that you mean so much to you. And believe it or not, it's not everything that you think it is in your life. You really have to think about this. You have to really reflect, and you have to think what matters in the end.
Yeah.
And you get to write them down. Write them down and know and prioritize them and give your life to them, because you can spend time in a lot of things, but you want to do it with the main thing.
Well, T.D. Jakes wrote in his book, I forget the name of it. No, it's the particular book that he had about Hemotions.
Hemotions.
He talks about the highest suicide rate is men in their 50s.
Mm.
You know why? Because they're not, you're not, you gotta, don't end your life, change your, you just didn't live your life to your values. Quite often you ran for this and you ran for that and ran for this, and now you have four or five past relationships, you have children all over the place geographically, and now you're not even happy where you are. And the thing was, you just didn't, that wasn't what you value. You're finding out that's not what you valued. I know when I actually begin to look at my values, I always think about, you know, the most important thing to me is my relationship with God, because outside
of that, it
doesn't make sense.
No.
And so what I do is my first thing, and John does it as well, and a lot of our audience, our community does it as well, is we abide with the Lord.
Yeah.
And there's in that personal time with him, since he's your friend, he's the creator, he loves you, you love him, and you spend that time with him, he just imparts to you and helps you understand what's valuable to you. And a lot of our folks, you might not have started in abiding, or you might want to abide with the Lord. We just talked to, just heard from you, Ursula, from
Cape Town.
Cape Town, South Africa, and we're praying for you. But I want to encourage you that what you need is a personal abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. And we have a simple plan for you, an online simple course that you can take, you alone, with God, your Bible, and a journal, and a pen, and it's free. We have it for you at iabide.org. And the first thing you want to begin to do to establish your values is talk to the one that created everything, that's holding everything together, that loves you, that's got a good plan in store for you, and has a strategy for you to be able to succeed in that plan. Mm. That's so exciting when you think about that.
That is exciting, because you want to give your time. You only have a certain amount of time in your life, and you want to put your time in the things that matter in the end. So start your day off with the Lord, spending time with his word, hearing what he has to say, and then the next thing may be your relationships. I see so many relationships being sacrificed for just things that are not important in the end. Find out, maybe it's your relationships. What are those relationships that you need to have in your life and invest times in them? I even think God spoke to you in a dream about that recently.
It did, definitely recently. Think about this. You have relationships that cause you to feel good and encouraged and inspired, but also speak truth to you. You have other relationships that drain you, and you leave wanting in those relationships. Yeah. Some of them, you're like, you know, you want to get a bath. Or those are some of the things you're talking about. But you think about, you know, it matters who you hang around. Bad company corrupts good character. A success secret is what John is talking about, what God was talking about in regards to narrowing things down to what matters most. And the thing about it, if you got stacked up top, the top three things that matter most, you can have 20 things to do, but if you get those top three, you go to bed peaceful, you go to bed pleased, you go to bed happy, knowing that you successfully accomplished what matters most. It's a success secret for you. Let us know your success secret. Success secrets. Post them in the community below. We'd love to be able to hear from you. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, we love you. We thank you for speaking. We love your voice. Thank you, Lord, for these success secrets that are actually inspiring us and encouraging us, that you have success in mind for your people, Lord. We thank you for that. God, we ask you right now, Lord, we thank you for our president, that's saying he's standing up for life. God, hear his cry and respond and end abortion. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.